Hi, from Experiment Nation, my name is Romil Santiago, and welcome to Experiment Nation, the conference Reloaded, a series where we share some of the best sessions from our most recent conference. This week, we have Ruben De Boer, and he will talk to us about change management for experimentation culture.
Hi there. As conversion specialists and data analysts, we want to change the culture, mindset, and way of working within organizations. We strive for an experimentation and validation-driven culture. To be successful, it is essential to understand that your job is not just to run A/B tests. A large proportion of our work should be dedicated to change management. However, change is hard, very hard. In the next 15 minutes, you will learn something about change management and things you should and should not do to cultivate a culture of experimentation. But let's first briefly introduce myself. My name is Ruben, and I've been in the business of data and conversion optimization for over 10 years. Today, I'm a consultant at the award-winning agency Online Dialogue. I also run my own company, Conversion Ideas, with the goal to help people learn and excel in conversion rate optimization for affordable prices. Now, let's start with a story. Imagine you want to make a lifestyle change. Next summer, you are really going to have a well-trained body and, of course, a nice six-pack. Now, it's Sunday morning, and your alarm clock wakes you up at 7 a.m. The evening before, you decided to set your alarm clock early in the morning to go for a run before having breakfast with your family. Now that your alarm clock rings, something interesting happens. One part of you tells you to get up and take that run to get in shape. This is the same part of you that set the alarm clock the night before. But there's another part of you. It wakes up in the darkness of the early morning, still feeling sleepy underneath a warm blanket with a comfy pillow underneath the head. It wants absolutely nothing to do with waking up. The only thing it wants to do is to turn off the alarm and get some more sleep. And so the struggle begins. You probably recognize the situation or a similar one when you wanted to achieve a certain goal. So what is happening here? Well, most of us will know these two parts as System 1 and System 2. Let's start with System 2. System 2 is a metaphor for our conscious, rational brain. This part of the brain can reason and think in the past, present, and future. It knows what is good for us, and it knows we have to go for that run and set the alarm clock the night before. For behavioral change to succeed, System 2 needs to know how to change. It has to be smart enough. To make System 2 smart enough for a cultural change in your organization, you must educate your colleagues. Show them the importance of experimentation and validation, and make them understand it. In the beginning, you can test low-hanging fruit to hopefully find some quick winners, and show the proof that A/B testing works. You can give presentations, and you can give workshops. You can share your insights and results from experiments. And of course, you can test your colleagues' ideas. Especially contradicting ideas within a team or board of directors should be tested. If these ideas are worth a discussion within a team, they must be worth testing. Whatever the outcome, some people will be surprised, and everyone will understand the importance of experimentation. Unfortunately, just making System 2 smarter does not result in lasting change. Otherwise, it would be easy. Still, I see it happen quite often, with possibly devastating results. Here's what happens. Let's say a CRO specialist is enthusiastic about his way of working and tries to convince others to work the same way. By doing so, he tries to slightly force his way of working onto his manager and direct colleagues. accompanied by trying to convince them with mere facts. And facts only target System 2. The specialist explains how we get better results with experimentation, how competitors do it, and how Booking and Microsoft do it. However, the colleagues will see this specialist as pushy, demanding, and not showing any interest in their way of working. In response, they will ignore and resist experimentation, making the CRO specialist think the colleagues are stubborn and don't see the benefits of experimentation. And before he knows it, he finds himself in a very negative circle. So we need a lot more than just System 2 to change the culture of an organization. Let's check out System 1. System 1 is our subconscious primal brain. This is the strongest part of our brain. It's our reflexes and instincts. It cannot reason or think in the past, present, and future. A rule of thumb is that 95% of our decisions are made by System 1. This is the part that loves staying in bed on a Sunday morning. It does not care about a well-trained body in the summer. Instead, it cares about the here and now. For behavioral change to succeed, System 1 needs to be motivated. Therefore, make experimentation as easy and as small as possible. System 1 does not like big changes. So do not bother people with statistics, crafting correct hypotheses, test duration, and sample sizes. Make it as easy as possible. Also give sufficient autonomy. System 1 wants to stay in control and make experimentation accessible and make it easy for colleagues to hand in their test ideas. System 1 does not like to put in the extra effort. Unfortunately, motivating System 1 is quite difficult. When change fails, it is often caused by System 1 not being motivated enough and not working together with System 2. To create lasting change, we want System 1 and 2 to work together. We especially want System 1 to work for us, as it is the strongest part of the brain. To do so, we need to tweak the environment. First up is the physical environment. When working on online experimentation, we continuously tweak the physical environment of our website visitors to change their behavior. We can also tweak the physical environment for successful behavioral change. Let's check out our example for running on a Sunday morning again. Students from a university in the United States invented an alarm clock called Clocky. Like any alarm clock, Clocky makes a lot of noise when it goes off. However, Clocky is an alarm clock on wheels. It rides off your bedside table and keeps riding through your room until you catch it and switch it up. Now this Sunday morning, System 2 wants to get out of bed to go for that run. System 1 wants to get out of bed to stop that horrible noise. By the time you catch the alarm clock, you're out of bed and awake, ready to go for that run. If you want to change the culture of your organization, tweak the physical environment. Create your clockies in your office environment. Send update emails with insights from your experiments. Apply gamification like a Witch Test 1 competition. Create accessible data dashboards and display them on monitors in the office. Regularly share a form through which colleagues can hand in their test ideas. Place a big feedback button on your website targeted to the IP address of your office. Create a Slack channel to share successes and failures, or create a fail board. Recently, I learned that Amazon has a fail trophy. Whoever breaks the website badly gets the trophy for a week, and it is considered as a badge of honor. It shows this person did something so bold that it messed up the website. This person will get praised throughout the week for it and even receives high fives from higher management. That is an excellent example of a tweak in the physical environment. Besides the physical environment, we can also tweak the social environment. From our A/B tests, blogs, and presentations, we know all too well the power of social proof. Think about ratings, reviews, testimonials, and success stories. social proof can also be used to cultivate a culture of experimentation. If we check out our Sunday morning example again, it is pretty easy to develop a social tweak. If you meet up with a close friend in the park at 7:30 a.m. on Sunday, System 1 does not want to let that friend down. Therefore, System 1 is now also motivated to get out of bed when the alarm clock goes off. For a cultural change in your organization, you can create a community of enthusiasts and promoters of experimentation and validation. You can host brainstorm sessions with colleagues, celebrate success and failure together, and have people watch usability tests together in a room. The most crucial person in the social environment is you. As we have already seen, you can facilitate or completely block organizational change with your behavior and beliefs. Most of you will be familiar with the 6 principles of Cialdini. 2 apply to you as a person in the social environment. Be a likable authority. Be passionate but humble. Be approachable and show interest in others. Build trust and never tell people they are wrong. System 1 does not like to be told it is wrong. Respect the opinion of your colleagues. And most importantly, help them achieve their goals with experimentation instead of accomplishing your own goals. As your position in the social environment is extremely important, I just published a blog post on this topic, including how to have a good conversation when things go bad. You can find it on my LinkedIn page, so please feel free to connect there. Now let's continue with the next week, rules and norms. Rules and norms can make certain behaviors mandatory. For our run on a Sunday morning, it would be a bit weird for our partner or government to set a rule that states we have to wake up at 7 a.m. on Sunday to go for a run. That would be absurd. But what made you run during physical exercise at school? It was your teacher who told you so, and you complied. Also, over the last 20 months or so, we have shown different behavior due to governmental regulations regarding COVID. In the workplace, the same applies. Arriving at work on time, cleaning up your desk at the end of the day, come prepared to a meeting, and do at least 3 AB experiments per sprint. Norms, and especially rules, generally come from higher management. Therefore, it is essential to involve higher management as soon as possible. You could inform them with results, insights, or business cases, for instance. Or you could involve them. You could test their ideas, invite them to a brainstorm session, or sit with them to craft a plan together to get experimentation higher on the agenda. Management could also set the rule that experimentation is tied to personal assessments. An important norm is the acceptance of failure. Failure should be seen as part of the learning process. When management accepts this, it will show the entire organization that failure is not something to be scared of. Instead, failure is seen as necessary to achieve goals. We all know by now that the acceptance of failure is important. We read about it in many articles. The question is, how do we get there? To do so, we can use this model. We already discussed the example of the Phil Trophy at Amazon as a physical tweak. Another example is a tweak in the social environment. At Online Dialogue, every last Friday of the month is Fuck Up Friday. Between 4 and 5 p.m., everyone shares their biggest fuck-ups of that month. And everyone else responds with applause and laughter. It creates a very safe environment to fail. The last week is rewards and incentives. Rewards can make the new behavior stick. It is pairing something we want with something we have to do. Rewards can come from within, your physical environment, and your social environment. It can also be a symbolic reward. Let's check out our example of going for a run on a Sunday morning for one last time. When running, you get a rush of endorphins, which could make you feel great. You could also get a good feeling from putting a check mark on your goal list after the run. Or while in the shower, your partner could make you your favorite healthy breakfast as a reward. All these rewards can help you go for a run again next week. If you want to change your organization's culture, have the right rewards and incentives in place, and make it fun. Tie nice rewards to your Which Test 1 competition, for instance. Celebrate failure and successes together with free food and free drinks. Show developers the positive impact they made instead of simply what they delivered. And of course, nominations for external awards, like the Experimentation Culture Awards, can boost the experimentation culture in your organization. For higher management, place experimentation in personal assessments and tie it to a salary increase. Also, make sure the rewards are consistent. If the organization states you have to experiment, but failure is not desired and tied to personal assessments, rewards contradict. This results in less experimentation. As you might have noticed by now, we already have a lot of knowledge. We know about System 1 and 2. We tweak the physical environment of our website visitors every single day. We know about the influence of social proof, and we know we have to be a likable authority. We also know how to experiment, and we should do that in this case as well. For instance, occasionally I get the question of how someone could get their board of directors more enthusiastic for experimentation. My answer is always, I don't know. I never met them. You have to experiment. For some boards, business cases work very well. For others, it helps to involve them. And yet for others, simply test their ideas. The same applies to involving colleagues. Sometimes a Which Test 1 competition works, sometimes a brainstorm session, and sometimes update emails. Dashboards early in the experimentation maturity could work for some organizations. In other organizations, colleagues draw the wrong conclusions based on the data and act upon that. Beer as a reward works for some companies, others want wine, and yet others want a cake. There's no one size fits all. There's no 5, 6, or 7 steps to get to an experimentation culture. You have to experiment. With this model, you can come up with many ideas to cultivate a culture of experimentation. The next step is to experiment and see what sticks and doesn't stick within your organization. So, get started as soon as possible. Sit with your team or experimentation enthusiasts. Brainstorm ideas based on this model, plan, and start experimenting. We plan our A/B tests already. Let's also plan our change efforts. I hope with this presentation, you get started with organizational change and start devoting a lot more time to it. I also hope that with this knowledge, your Sunday mornings now look like this. Good luck, have fun, and please share your successes and, of course, failures with me. I share a lot of information about this topic on LinkedIn, so please feel free to connect there. Besides my article about the influence you have on your change efforts, I will also place a link to the slides of this presentation there. For now, thank you for listening, take care, and keep experimenting.